I don't believe in free speech. I don't believe in free speech. I can't stand what they teach. I don't believe in free speech. I can't stand what they teach. I can't stand what they preach. I don't believe in free speech.
I have a lot of good articles for you today. Should we jump into it, or should we talk about, did you see the person came by to get all the stuff out of the recycling?
I did,
she was, like, picking through it with, like, a giant bag.
Yeah. Who is this guy? He's, like, he's not, like, a homeless guy. He just is, like, a guy who just, like, his side job is, like, collecting other people's recycling.
He drives and parks and gets out of the car.
I guess he's the one that goes to, like, can recycling center or something.
He passed up all of our Ascentia water bottles.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he's like a gold mine because you can't recycle. He's like, if that's what you're looking for, this is the place for you.
I watched the woman next door also take her trash out, and she put her trash in the trash can, pick something off the ground, put it in her pocket, and then put both of her hands back in her pocket.
Oh, my God.
I was like, is this what normal people do?
I watched this over our neighbors across the street. Yeah, like she rolled the trash out, like opened up the trash lid and put something in there and then closed it. And then like rubbed her, ran her hands through her hair and then got in the car. I was like, why don't you just like dump a garbage bag into your front seat? You know, just wallow around in it. It's like, God, it's like, you see these like terrible movies from the old days where like people are like asleep in like barns on top of pigs and they wake up in filth. That's like what normal people look like to me. I don't understand. Anyway, it's trash day here in Burlington. That's why we're talking
about
this.
It's recycling day.
Oh, recycling.
The most important day of the week in Vermont.
Recycling day. Recycling day for the trash, garbage human beings that don't understand hygiene and are going around the neighborhood like touching all the trash and then touching everything else. But we don't touch them, so.
That's and they my don't rule. Touch us.
That's my rule. Don't touch anything. If you do touch anything, don't touch me afterwards. So today we're, you're going to read me articles.
Yeah, so you don't read the news, really. Except for, like, if you see something when you, like, open Twitter or Facebook or whatever. But you don't actively go out and read news.
Away from me.
And you don't really know anything about celebrity pop culture past, what, like, 1993?
I'm terrible at my job. I am. I know my job. Like, this podcast, all of a sudden, like, it's my job to read the news, and I generally, I don't know, I mean, I guess people wouldn't think about this, but, like, I don't read the news. I think I mentioned once in a podcast that I, like, I said something like, you know, seriously, I'm not kidding, I really don't look at the news, like, if I'm walking on the sidewalk and I pass, like, a newspaper box, I, like, look up, I look
up away.
Up and away, up and away. That's also what Eleanor makes me do whenever there's, like, boobs on a screen in the movie or something. She's like, what do we do? Up and away. It's like, stranger danger.
Because boobs are gross.
Boob danger.